With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A new artist workspace opens up in Carbondale this week. Kristen Kay reports, The Digs is a sister project to the Studio for Arts and Works, or SAW.
Local artist Allegheny Meadows owns both SAW and The Digs. While SAW houses artists who work in so-called dirtier mediums like sculpture and boasts open studios, Meadows says The Digs is targeted at professional level artists like photographers and architects and has smaller, more private spaces. With The Digs, he aims to provide even more space for local artists.
I feel a great need and sense of need in Carbondale especially, but in the Valley as well, to have affordable studio and workspaces.
The name comes from the building's former use as offices for an excavation company. The Digs is set to open Friday, with a second phase and 8 more spaces opening up this summer. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Bureau of Land Management moved its headquarters to Grand Junction last week. Demonstrators were there in part to protest Acting Department Director William Perry Penley. The Daily Sentinel reports that the U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary signed an order last Thursday extending the appointment of Penley until April, despite criticism. Penley was placed in temporary charge of the agency in July, and his current appointment was set to expire last week. He has drawn criticism for advocating for both selling public lands and allowing more energy development there, positions he held prior to joining the department. Drought has yet to give up its hold over parts of the southwestern United States, despite a series of storms that have brought rain and snow to the region in recent weeks. The latest federal map shows a pocket of moderate and severe drought centered over the Four Corners region, where Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah meet. Despite the continued dry conditions, forecasters say things are better than they were last year at this time when exceptional and extreme drought, the worst categories, had set in. They say average moisture levels resulting from snowfall are above normal across Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.